I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
When Jesus said, "It is my kingdom," He didn't just say it and then walk off the scene. He displayed what the kingdom looks like. And then He says to all the kingdom citizens, if you want to be in this kingdom, this is the way you've got to act and respond. Otherwise, you're a fraud. Let me go a little step further and make it personal. Whenever my wife had open heart surgery several years ago, I appreciate and respect any of them. They call themselves doctors and so forth. But I'm just going to tell you, I'm a maniac. I went online. I said, how many of these? I asked him straight up. We sat right there in the office. Pastor, you probably offended him. Well, he can get offended or he can get whatever. But you're about to cut into my wife's chest and I'm going to find out who you are. And by the way, this is the question I ask. How many of these have you done? Like, if you only started last week or you slept in a Holiday Inn Express last night, I'm going somewhere else. Come on, somebody. Where is my church tonight? Has somebody hijacked my church? And so the key is this. There must be fruit. There must be evidence if you're in the kingdom. Don't tell me you're a Christian and there's no evidence. Don't tell me you're a teacher and you don't know how to teach. Come on, somebody. I don't care what your occupation is. Don't tell me you are something and then when the time comes for you to show what it is or even have a line of references out there that says, yes, you've done this, you built houses, you've done this, whatever it is. I'm looking for fruit. Tell your neighbor right now, hey, I'm looking for fruit. All right, all right, all right. So Jesus said, if you're not with me, some of y'all know that scripture, don't you? If you're not with me, you're what? You're against me. Let's try it on. Some of you don't believe that because you think everybody's going to heaven. And I would just confirm with you, everybody is. But not everybody's going to stay. There are some folks that because they went to church and their mother went to that church and their daddy went to that church and they've been raised in that church, think they're going to go to heaven, God's heaven. I want you to know the kingdom list of membership and the church roster are two different things. And I want you to get your head wrapped around kingdom here. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the more we live in this world with the perilous times we're in right now, the more you're going to become, if you are really a Christian, a thumb, a wart on the thumb of this world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're going to become so offensive and so painful and so salty and so much light that they don't want you here anymore. And now you've got to make up your mind, am I going to be in the kingdom? Well, I want to be with Jesus, but I don't want to offend anybody. Well, if you're not for me, Jesus said. And Jesus said, they persecuted me. What are they going to do to you? Now you got to make up your mind. Is my faith enough where I am? I talked to somebody just a few hours ago that told me this fact. Because they went through dealing with the sickness in their body and all that was going on, they said it's changed everything for us. Nothing else is important. took all the props out. Doesn't mean we don't function in life and do what we need to do, but it certainly zeroed things down to what is critically important. How many of you know what I'm talking about? So the greater influence of the kingdom, the more influence of the laws of the kingdom, the more influence of the culture of the kingdom that's lived out in front of us, and the more that we digest, the more we are not only part of that kingdom, understand how to live, but we begin to bear fruit of the Spirit. So approaching it from a biblical perspective here, get this, once you understand the culture of a people, then you can understand the people. I don't know why you people in this church at Pace Assembly want to jump up and down and shout hallelujah and dance and run and shout and all that speaking in tongues. I don't understand that. Then you haven't taken time to understand the culture of this house. Because the culture of this house does not fit with the culture of that world. I wish I had some help in here, but I may have to start saying amen to myself. I don't know. I want you to get this. Wherever a country creates a law, it creates a culture. So watch this. Let me give this to you. Change the law, change the culture. So what did we do? We said to God, God, we don't care about marriage between one man and one woman. So our human court said, we now call marriage same sex, and you can be married to a woman or you can be married to a man. And as I told you, and as we understand, that once you open that door up, now people have been wanting to marry their children, wanting to marry trees. I'm not making this up, because now the culture is saying we don't want God or his laws or his influence. That's what makes a true spirit-filled church something that people are offended by when they just drive down the road. You better get ready to live right. You better get ready to live under the influence of the Holy Spirit, because culture is a product of the law. And culture is natural and it is unconscious. In other words, there's some things that I do now because I've been walking with the Lord for so long and understand more about him through reading the Word of God that now is second nature to me. I don't have to be told, thou shalt not steal. Hold it, anything. Well, Pastor, it's only a pencil. You gonna go to hell over a pencil?
Come on now, preach it.
Oh boy, I know I'm barking right up the tree tonight. Culture is something you stop thinking about and you just do. So here's a question. Can you identify an American? How do you identify an American? Is there a great big A up there for Atlanta Braves? Or how do you identify? Well, you're an American. Well, Pastor, I don't know. You identify an American citizen because why? Because they keep the laws of America and they fall willingly up underneath the laws of that Constitution. I don't know if I'm speaking Pakistani here tonight to you or if you're just soaking it in. Y'all soaking it in? How many of you are asleep? That's what I want to know. God's laws are to be obeyed and they're embedded. Get this. Go back to Luke 17 right there. When Jesus demanded of the Pharisees, verse 20, and when he had demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Watch this. Neither shall they say, lo here, lo there, for behold, look at Jesus, the kingdom of God is within you. So in the culture of the kingdom of God, we're talking about the Holy Spirit influence. Worship then, touching a lot of areas here, worship is the main thing on earth because it's the main thing in heaven. Right. And so what does that become for us? It becomes our culture. I don't know why you people go to church all Wednesday night and Sunday, because it's our culture. We are influenced by the Holy Spirit. Nobody had to tell me tonight, hey, it's Wednesday night, you better get there. Nobody forced me. Nobody twisted my arm. Nobody paid me a stimulus check to get here. It was second nature for me to say, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Wait a minute. I don't feel like it. It ain't about your feelings. How many of you, come on, somebody. How many of you didn't feel like it? Let me see your hand. Be honest or God's going to strike you and leave a burn spot. Okay? All right. So there you are. Some of you didn't raise your hand, but you know what? God's going to get you before this night's over with. So what's happening? Now I'm not living by my feelings. Now I'm walking by faith. So what happens? I didn't feel like it, but I got to the house of God, and suddenly the Word of God and the Spirit of God begin to get inside of me, and I realize this thing is not by feelings, it's by faith, and now I'm taking hold of God, and now I got the strength to be able to face it. That's the culture. Worship is just to be natural. I will bless the Lord at all times. In the kingdom culture, you shouldn't need a bumper sticker to ID who you are. What is in the culture? What is the influence of the Holy Spirit? What's in the culture of the kingdom? The culture of the kingdom is forgive and you shall be forgiven. Well, I think that, no, I don't care about what you think. See, remember, you're a kingdom citizen. If you are a kingdom citizen, you're born again, you're living in the kingdom. So you don't make up your own rules and then tell the king, this is the way I'm going to live. If the kingdom's rule is forgive and you shall be forgiven, it's not an option and it doesn't matter what I think. Why was there such a beef over the situation in Afghanistan? I'll use that as an example for the embassy. And they said, whenever the embassy shuts down and they take all of the ambassador and all that staff out of there and put them on a plane, then America is gone. You know why? Because that embassy is the compound of the culture and governance of America. And wherever there is a country where there's an embassy, that compound is American soil or whatever soil it may be. So that area, if you I want to find, where did they get this concept from? Comes right out of the Word of God. Are y'all with me here tonight? I'm going somewhere. Look what happens. The Bible says right here that God set up cities of refuge in the Old Testament. That if there was a thief or something, you ran into trouble, that you could run to one of the multiple cities in Israel, to the city of refuge. And when you got in there, you were exempt, you were covered, you were protected. Nothing could get to you because you were on kingdom soil. Ladies and gentlemen, on the embassy, where do you need to go if you want to get protection? Get me to the embassy, because I know there's protection ground. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that has us in a protected place if you're in the kingdom. And guess what Pace Assembly is on the side of the road on Highway 90? It is the embassy of the kingdom of heaven. When I come into this place, that's the reason why I love coming here, because the world can't come in here and tell us what we should do, how we should worship, what laws to obey. That's the reason why it's so offensive for me and other pastors to have the government tell us when we can have service and when we can't have service, because ladies and gentlemen, they don't own this right here. This belongs to the kingdom of God.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.